Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause.
Magandang magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli narito na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ito po si Tita Verds, nagpupugay sa inyo. Magandang magandang hapon pong muli. At talagang talagang maganda nga ang hapon. Kahit na po kami nandito sa studio at medyo malumlum sa labas ng studio, nakikita namin na ang punong kahoy dito na may magandang mga dahon ay sumasabay sa hihip ng hangin at hindi naman malamig dito sa loob. So masaya pa rin kami. Kasi nga, isa pa nga, kaya kami masaya, Mother's Day po ngayon.
Yes.
Sa amin dito, apat kaming nandito sa studio, equal-equal. Dalawa kaming mother, dalawang hindi.
Mother to be.
Mothers to be.
We don't know when.
Nag-contest yata itong dalawa dito eh.
Yes.
Ayan. So, marami po kaming inihanda para sa inyong lahat. Kaya sa inyo, kami po ay samahan ninyo mula ngayon hanggang mamaya mga alas 5:20 at marami po kaming isi-share sa inyo. Manang Trini, kumusta na?
Yes, mabuti naman po, Tita Virgin. Thank you so much. Yes, Mother's Day po ngayon. Ako po si Manang Trini and hello to our viewers din sa FB Live. Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Mga kabayan natin dito sa New Zealand and of course all around the world. Mother's Day nga naman talaga ngayon. So exciting po. I hope yung mga mothers ngayon, pinapamper naman ng mga anak nila dapat, no? Hindi yung mga asawa, mga amanak dapat.
Mm-hmm. Mga anak. And mga apo.
And mga apo, yes. May grandmother's day ba? Wala, no?
Wala. Sama-sama na doon.
Kasama na yan, yes. Mm. Sabi ko nga po, ako si Manang Trini, your Cebuano presenter po, born and bred sa San Carlos City, Negros Occidental. Yay, mabuhay po kayo dyan. And of course, I wanna say Happy Mother's Day to all my sisters around the world. Manang Bibing, Mami Inday, I call them on there, you know. Parang
get names.
Dear names, yes. Yeah. Auntie Jeanette sa America, and of course, Tita Gemma sa Australia. Ayan. Happy Mother's Day sa inyong lahat. And of course, to all my nieces na mothers na rin. Ayan. Happy Mother's Day. And of course, sabi ni Tita Verz, marami kaming inihanda. So, wag po kayong aalis. Diyan lang po kayo. At marami po kaming isishare sa inyo na very informative ngayong hapon na ito. And, but before we go any further, Tik Jo, kumusta mos?
Hi, happy Mother's Day to everyone and everyone kasi yung mga nanay at yung mga nanay nila at sa mga tao na nagbibigay ng role as mothers sa mga iba't ibang organisasyon at sa kani-kanilang mga pamangkin.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi nga, di ba? Mga anak-anakan. Yes. O, di ba? Kasi tayo isang community.
Correct.
Di ba? Yes. So, happy Mother's Day po sa lahat ng mga nanay at mga nag-feeling na nanay din.
Of course.
Malapit nang maging nanay.
Maging nanay, ganyan. Yes, for sure.
You're looking forward to be a nanay very soon.
Oh, isa pa din yun.
And of course, I have to say, before I go on any further, sorry, Joe, just to very quickly say Happy Mother's Day to my daughter and to my son, who is also a solo parent. So any male or fathers out there that
look after the children.
Yeah. Solo father
parents.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day din sa inyo. And thank you sa mga regalo nyo sa akin. Ay, this is the very good Mother's Day for me.
Yes. So ano kaya ang natanggap na regalo ng mga ni Manning Trini?
And anyhow, ang kaisa-isa kong anak na lalaki, yes, before he got married, siya ang nag-aalaga sa aking dalawang pamangkin sa Sydney noon, dalawa pa lang. They call him Mr. Mom.
That's a good idea. Mr.
That's
Mom.
Eric, Mr. Mom.
Yeah, Mr. Mom. Parang ano yan, upcoming movie
Ganun
Mr.
Ba yun?
Mom. Yes.
Mr. Mom. Yeah.
Tayo na kaya mag-produce ng movie na yan.
Yes, for sure.
Ayan, at syempre pa po.
Meron na tayong producer.
Ako din nagpapasalamat sa aking mga anak na babae, na mga mothers na, obviously, Pinky and Petit. And sa aking kaisa-isang paboritong daughter-in-law,
yes,
si Miss Lulu Lauron Araneta.
Kumusta, Lulu? Yes.
And siyempre pa, chika-chika, dahil pareho kaming mother. Yan. And si Mr. Ma'am, ang kaisa-isa kong anak na lalaki, who looks after his children as well, and before his nieces and only one nephew. Oh. Kaya bag ano na siya, praktisado na siya, praktisado bago siya
na. Naging real na,
oh, real tatay. Real tatay, praktisado na siya.
Yes.
Ayan, siyempre pa po lahat kayo diyan na mga binanggit na ni Manang Trining kanina, mga tumatayong at ni Tekjo, tumatayong nanay sa inyong mga pamangkin o mga kaibigan o mga kapitbahay kung minsan na talagang kulang sa pansin ng tunay na nanay, kung o di kaya ay malayo sa tunay na nanay, kayo ang kapitbahay, kayo ang nanay.
Correct.
Yan po.
Yeah.
Siyempre pa po, eto, meron tayong local news. Take it away, Manang Trini.
Right. Babago po tayo mag-local news, Tita Vers, dahil Mother's Day ngayon.
Handungan natin ang sila ng mga magagandang kanta, diba?
Sige nga.
Ito mauuna ay Dakila Ka Inay. Ayan, napakaganda niyan. So,
sige nga.
Ito po ay by Rodora Silva. Ayan.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. Mm-hmm.
Sa landas ng buhay, sa aking pagtulog,
ganda, Tita Verge. Thank you for sharing that. And of course...
Nakakaiyak.
Yes. Nandito po ang ating local news. Four Kiwi women feature on famous London billboard to raise awareness about ovarian cancer. In New Zealand, ovarian cancer is the fifth most common cause of death in women, killing one every 48 hours. Napakatugma naman po nitong ano natin kasi nga Mother's Day, ano, we have to be more aware of this as a woman. Four Kiwi women diagnosed with a deadly rare cancer have featured on London's most famous billboard as part of an international campaign. Jane Ludman from Dunedin, in 2017, the former optometrist was diagnosed with a variant of ovarian cancer called low-grade serous, and Auckland woman Alice Jack Kaufusi was diagnosed with the disease 4 years ago after experiencing fatigue, bloating, and pain during intercourse. Symptoms, she says, she were later signs of ovarian cancer. Both and other two women from New Zealand joined forces with women from around the world in a photo montage campaign on the iconic Piccadilly billboard to draw attention to ovarian cancer, a disease she says lacks vital research funding in New Zealand. The billboard with the important message, an ad you can't miss for a cancer you do, dominated central London for 10 minutes and will appear on more than 350 sites across the UK. It will also feature on billboards in Times Square to mark World Ovarian Cancer Day. The campaign speaks to the urgency of the situation in that women with cancer have gone to such lengths to be heard. UK co-organizer Katie Wilkins, who was diagnosed last year at the age of 38, became emotional as she stood in central London and watched the billboard appear. Sabi ni Katie, the reality is there's not enough funding and not enough research into this variant of low-grade serous ovarian cancer, she told One News outside Piccadilly Circus. Dagdag pa niya, the campaign today is all about raising that awareness and trying to improve the amount of research that happens, the funding towards that research, and ultimately the outcomes for women who are diagnosed like myself. At yan po ang local news natin. Ayan.
Tamang-tama naman, ano, tugma sa ating mga Mother's Day celebration ngayon.
Correct.
World Ovarian Cancer Day.
Yes, yan. Correct.
May iba lang tayo, or katugma pa din ito, according to our research, there are some facts that we have researched that Mother's Day makes up 1/4 of all holiday sales of flowers and plants. There are about 122.5 million phone calls on Mother's Day,
nice,
making it one of the busiest phone days of the year. The average age of new moms in the U.S. is 25 years old versus 21 years old in 1970s. Modern moms in the U.S. have an average of 2 kids. Oh, yan. Yan ay ayon sa ating factretriever.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eh, si Tita Verge pa lang, ilang phone calls ka kanina?
Ang tagal. Ang haba. Oo nga eh.
Hello, listener. Si Tita Verge kanina, tawag ako ng tawag, right?
Hindi makapasok.
Sabi ko, ba, pag tatlong try ko na ito, engaged pa din. She's on the line.
Oo, kaya pag-tap
sa'yo. Ano na, busy, di ba?
Busy nga, yes. Sa akin naman, text lang. Text lang po. Pero salamat pa din. It's, of course.
At I'm sure yung lahat ng timeline sa Facebook, puro Mother's Day ngayon.
Oo, ang dami. Sa akin talaga ang dami. Hindi lang mga tunay kong anak, yung aking mga anak-anakan, yung mga ampun na mga anak.
Ampun. Magpapaampun na rin tayo kay
Tita Verge, for sure. Yes, ayan. Okay. So ang susunod po natin, Tita Verge, public service. Bago po yan, ay ito muna po ang ating patalastas.
Mm-hmm. Waste by 2040. Maraming paraan upang makatulong nabawasan ang basura at mag-recycle ng tama. Siguraduhin lamang na ang inyong recycling ay malinis at walang bahid ng nabasurang pagkain. alamin ang iba pang paraan sa makethemostofwaste.co.nz. Sama-sama, pangalagaan natin ang ating bayan patungo sa pagkawala ng basura.
Ayan. Ba, ang ganda ng boses mo dyan, Tita Verge. Ha?
Ako ba yun?
Oo.
Sigurado kayo?
Siguradong sigurado.
Ayan. Ako, maganda
tita
yan. Yun.
Titang-tita.
Titang-tita.
Ayan. Titang-tita, Verge. Yes. Kasi po, talaga, dapat tayo mag-recycling.
Correct.
Alam ko, maganda ang record nating mga Pinoy kasi masuno rin tayo.
Oo.
Kung ano ang batas, as much as possible, talagang sinusunod natin yan to the letter.
Yes.
And dito po sa New Zealand, didangan sa atin sa Pilipinas, may batas dito ang tungkol sa pagtatapo ng basura at ang pag-iimbak ng basura. Pag-iimbak ang tawag dun pag hindi mo itinapon eh.
Oh, and then nandun yes, sa, true.
Oo. Napakaganda ng service dahil everywhere sa Auckland, every week, meron tayong rubbish collection. Lahat yan, anywhere. Pero ang recycling is only fortnightly. Still, napakaganda pa rin. Hindi, kaya wala tayong dahilan para hindi natin itapon ang ating mga basura at recyclable materials ilagay pa din. Ayan.
At saka very timely yan dahil marami ng climate changes, sabi nga ganun, di ba?
Oo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So narito po, recycling is easy. Auckland Council provides recycling collection in most areas. Recycling is different depending on where you live. Recycling turns used materials into new products. Mamaya po, pag-usapan natin how
totoo
to do that.
Yan. Totoo mm-hmm. yan, yes.
Recycling conserves natural resources and saves energy, helping to protect our environment. Another point, you can recycle packaging from the kitchen, bathroom, and laundry. Plastic bottles and containers, glass bottles and jars, tins and cans, paper and cardboard. Don't put plastic bags, clothing, food scraps, or garden waste in your recycling bin.
No.
Yan po, it's a no-no.
Correct.
Yan. Yeah. Ito pa, ang isa pang no-no, check the sticker inside the lid of your recycling bin and use the recycling certs at makethemostofwaste.co.nz. Mm-mm. Ano po yan? Getting your recycling right, nasa loob yan ng recycling bin.
Ah.
Pag binukas mo yung cover, nandoon, oo, sa ilalim nun.
So,
maganda yung mga information na yan. Oh, kasi, lalo na sa mga bago dito sa New Zealand, ang mga migrants, diba?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
At kapareho po na sinabi ko kanina, recycling is collected every fortnight. Check your calendar or use the collection day certs at makethemostofwaste.co.nz.
Yeah.
Eh, lagi naman din kayong nagko-computer, at least, para makatulong tayo sa pag-save ng ating environment.
Mm-mm.
5 minutes,
mm-mm,
at least kahit pa man once a week lang, mm-mm, malaking tulong po.
Correct.
Kasi it's only a matter of in grounding ourselves into
correct
it.
Yes.
Tuloy-tuloy na. And
yes,
kapareho nga nang nabanggit ko kanina, mga machuchuno rin tayong mga Pinoy. Gusto natin hindi tayo bumabali ng batas.
For sure.
And bakit naman? Eh puro tayo God-fearing and karamihan din naman sa atin na mga ng ibang bansa, at least nakapag-aral naman tayo. Kung hindi man tayo nakagraduate ng university, at least high school graduate tayo, or at least elementary graduate. Eh, malaking edukasyon yun. Kung
at nakakabasa tayo ng English.
Yes. Magaling tayo, in fact, sa English. So, hindi sa atin mahirap ang mag-intindi ng batas ng ibang bansa, lalo na kung ang bansang yan ay eto na, yun na ang tinitirahan natin.
Yeah, most importantly, yung mga nakikinig sa atin and of course yung mga nanonood sa atin sa Facebook, hello po again. We are sharing this under our public service kasi po we are supporting the Auckland Council's goal to get our region, Auckland region, to zero waste by 2040 po. Kaya in the next few sessions natin, mm-hmm. Tita Verge, mm-hmm. we will be sharing this again to see, you know, how we can minimize waste. And that's just the main goal ng Auckland region.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, everybody can, you know, help in their, you know, as much as possible where we can. So that's your guide to recycling, Tita Verge?
Yes, ito yan. Ito po yan. Yung mga yes, these items can go into recycling.
Yeah.
Siyempre pa, plastic bottles. Yung pong mga gatas ninyo.
Yes.
Na 2 liters,
definitely.
1 liter. Mm-hmm. Kahit yung karton, pwede rin.
Oh, oh.
But nagre-recycle na rin po tayo, lubusin na natin.
Correct.
Hanlawan na natin. Instead na yung iba, may kunting gatas pa, itinalagay na sa basura or sa recycling. Dapat talaga sa recycling yun. Pero hanlawan naman ng konti. Kunting-kunting tubig lang yun. Isang shake lang yun o dalawa, tatlong shake. Malinis na malinis na. So, we are doing our bit. Ito pa po, plastic bottles from the bathroom and laundry. Yung mga pinagtanggalan ng...
Yes.
Panglaba ng ating,
yes,
mga damit.
Yes.
Mm. Or kahit pa yung panglinis ng,
yes,
yung taco bits natin.
Yes, yes. Yung throw natin.
Oo, oo. And recyclable lahat yan. Mm-mm. Plastic containers. Huwag po ninyong itatapon sa basura. Rinse it a little bit. Shake, shake, shake. Tapos na, ilagay sa, yes, recycling. Kasi ang hangin, sa lakas ng hangin, kahit sa loob ng bahay, matutuyo yun.
Mm-mm.
Ayan. Clear plastic food containers. Marami po yan. Pag bumili tayo ng pansit or fried chicken, nakalagay sa plastic container yan. Don't throw it away into the bin. Doon yan sa recycling bin itatapon.
Correct.
But as I mentioned earlier, banlaw ng konti para walang naiwan ng mga mumu o food scraps na dumikit ng konti.
Yes.
Yun. Mm. And then, ito po, advertising mail and envelopes.
Uh-huh.
Huwag nyo itapon yun sa basura. Sa ano, recycling yan.
Mm-mm.
Hindi baling mabasa yun, matutuyo rin yun pag nilagay na nila sa...
Ganun pala yun, pati dyaryo.
Yes,
no?
Pati dyaryo. Ayan.
Yan.
Yung mga egg cartons, recyclable,
yes,
po yan.
Recyclable yan.
Newspapers and magazines. Paper and cardboard packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit yung pinaglagyan sa itlog.
Halo na yan.
Yan. Glass bottles and jars. Yung mga paminsan-minsan umiinom ng wine dyan, mm-hmm, ayun, yung mga bottles na yun. At saka jars ng pangluto ng, alimbawa, mga...
Yeah, kahit yung mga sweet jams.
Oh, yun.
Marmalade,
oh.
Raspberry jam,
mm-hmm,
strawberry jam, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mga, yung mga bumibili pa sa, ng galing sa Pilipinas ng mga...
Shrimp paste.
Yan, mga ganyan.
Mga bagoong.
Oo.
Mga pinakurat dyan.
Yan. Ihanlawan lang nyo, ilagay ninyo yan sa inyong recycling bin.
Yan.
Aluminium cans. Ayan po. Yung mga Coke ninyo,
lalo
mga soft drinks, whatever. Ito pa, steel and tin cans. Yung mga sardinas. Yan, recyclable yan. So, linisin lang ng konti. At pag wala ng food scraps, lagay na sa recycling bin.
Yeah.
Matutuwa pong mas lalo sa atin ang ating bayan na New Zealand dahil dito na tayo nakatira.
Correct.
Ito pa yung empty aerosols. Siyempre, mga pamatay nyo ng lamok o langaw,
yeah,
o...
Hairspray.
Hairspray and kilikili power.
Pamatay ng power sa kilikili.
Ayan. At dadako po naman tayo sa no thanks.
Yes.
Ibig sabihin, non-recyclable. Hindi pwedeng i-recycle. So yan, diretso na yan sa rubbish bin. Ito po yan.
Landfill na yan.
Oo. Plastic bags. Kahit
soft.
Na empty.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi hindi po pwede ang soft.
Mm-hmm.
Sasabit yan sa mga makinarya. Ayan, food and garden waste. Although, kung marunong kayong mag-composting, doon naman ninyo ilagay sa composting,
mm-hmm,
yung food na bago matapon.
Yes.
Ito pa, ang hazardous waste and chemicals. Yung mga sobra sa, say, kung naglagay kayo ng tubig sa baterya ng kotse ninyo,
mm-mm,
hindi recyclable yung nilagyan nun.
No.
Hanlawan nun yan and then tapon na rin sa basura.
Yes.
Polystyrene meat, trays and packaging. Yan, hindi po
recyclable
yan. Tapon sa basura yan. All types of batteries. Hindi yan recyclable, pero kung meron kayong malinis na container, say isang
ice cream container. Ipunin naman ninyo doon yung mga disposable batteries ninyo at mayroon din kapupuntahan yan. In fact, mayroon mga supermarket or binibilhan ng mga hardware, mga ganyan. Tumatanggap sila niyan para i-recycle.
Sure. Yes.
Ang isang napaka item na makikita natin kakalat-kalat kung minsan, napis. Kahit sa park, makakakita ka ng napis. Itapon na ninyo yan sa basura.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At total, yun namang, pag naman may dala kayong baby, siyempre kahit paano may dala kayong maliliit na mga plastic bag. Mm-hmm. Edi yung napi, let us be courteous to other people. Balutin na natin sa plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then, tapon na sa basura para hindi nagkalat sa park.
Yes.
Kasi minsan, pag iniwan nyo lang sa ibabaw ng bench, or, oy, si Benz nasa labas. Ibabaw ng
ibang bench yun.
Ibang bench yun. Pag iniwanin nyo yun doon, nako, edi mangangamoy, kawawa naman, at saka lalangawin.
Okay.
Kawawa naman yung susunod na uupo sa bench na yun. So, itapon nyo na po sa basura. Ito pa, yung mga clothing, shoes, and textile. Kung minsan, may nakikita ako pag ako naglakad sa park na damit ng bata o di kaya kahit pa blouse or ano pa t-shirt ng may edad na, ayaw nang iuwi dahil siguro tamad labhan, iiwanan lang dyan. Pwede namang itapon sa basura na yun. Yun. Cookware, like Pyrex and drinking glasses, hindi pwedeng i-recycle yun. Kasi pag nabasag yun, mabilis mabasag yung mga ganun eh.
I'm not sure. Bakit? What's the difference, you know? Yeah. Anyways.
Ay, bawal din yun. Hindi yun pwedeng i-recycle. Dapat yun sa basura. And then, electronic and electrical items. Hindi po recyclable yan. Building waste, hindi rin. Hindi recyclable. And medical waste lalo na. Pero if you have access, pag pumunta kayo sa halimbawa, butika, meron silang bin dyan ng medical waste.
Mm-hmm.
Doon ninyo dalhin. At
correct.
Ipaalam nyo lang sa may-ari ng pharmacy, pwede po bang itapon ito, tatanggapin naman eh.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Kagaya yung mga face mask.
Oh.
Exactly. Yun. Ang face mask talaga, kasi may cotton, etc. After several times na ninyong nagamit na personally, nakita na ninyong kailangan na
worn out
sa basura na. Pero sana baluti naman kahit ng maliit na tissue paper or maliit na papel. Para lang ba? Hindi. Kasi pag naka-open, lalangawin.
I'm not sure.
So yan po yan. Make the waste of it. Okay. .co.nz. Punta kayo doon.
Yes. Ayan. Mm. Ano naman, so that is, may share ka dyan, Joe, for us about the inorganics guide
yes.
to recycling.
We collect inorganics from within your property. It means that we make the most of waste as items that still have value and can be reused. Parang ito yung mga bakal bote sa atin, no?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Or somehow, di ba?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So here in New Zealand, you can book your collection in advance and we'll let you know when and we are in your area. And here's how it works. You will see it posted in our Facebook page as well. But here's how to book. The collection dates will display only if bookings are still open for your area. Online, you can visit Inorganics Collections. auckland.government.nz/inorganic. In person, visit one of our service centers or by phoning us on 09309-0101. You can book your collection anytime from mid-January to 8 days before your scheduled collection week. Once you have made the booking, we will tell you by email, text, or phone what day we will pick up your inorganic waste. And on the collection day, inorganic collections take place between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. Put items inside your property or section boundary and a small trailer load, 1 cubic meter, where they are easily access. Do not put them on the berm, curb, or footpath. This is considered illegal rubbish dumping.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? Inorganic materials are collected by two trucks. One truck will pick up reusable inorganic material and the other will take other accepted items. And what shall the Auckland Council do? Council will give reusable or repairable items to local groups to fix, rehome, or resell. Siguro ito yung mga tipong mga tables.
Yes.
Or cabinets,
yes.
Diba?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Or even yung mga electronics na na hindi na umaandar pero pwede pang gamitin, like mower maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually may mga nangungulekta diyan sa North Shore, meron yung abilities.
Inorganics. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anything inorganic.
Like yesterday, project ng Rotary yun, ang isang bootload or ay $10 lang, ang car load $20 pero tapos na, and trailer load is $50. Lahat ng electrical na gustong itapon, TV, etc. And laki-laki kong TV gusto ko nang itapon dahil di naman ako nanonood.
And saying that it's a verge, the other shops, they do, I think you can actually ask them to recycle something for you. Yung mga TV, yung mga electronics na mga gadgets.
I think may bayad.
I think si Noy Liming kasi sabi nila will take your old TV at one stage, something like that if you buy a new one.
A new one.
Basically.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yes, something like that. But anyways, yeah. Go ahead to the bird, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ayan.
Now I think you also have, is that all we have, Joe, in your end?
I think from now, we can just... have what are the things that can be taken, you know, large appliances, as we mentioned, fridge, freezers, washing machines, and ovens, furnitures like beds, chairs, kitchen items, electronic equipments like gym, bicycles, toys, and even yung sink.
Yes.
Tools.
Kitchen
bats. Lawnmowers, barbecues, garden tools, and outdoor furnitures.
Mm-hmm.
TVs, computers, phones, and DVD players. Siyempre may mga bago na, di ba? Minsan yung mga luma, hindi na natin nagagamit.
Oh, oh.
So, these are recyclable. These are considered inorganics.
Yes.
Small appliances, even kettles, irons, and vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
Ayan, very very practical naman din kasi kesa idadump natin sa ano, 'di ba? Sa bins talaga.
Correct.
Pero hindi kasama ang mga garden waste, boating parts or any tires or car parts.
Mm-mm.
Or any building and trade waste, liquids, gas cylinders, hindi rin po kasama. Porcelain and ceramics.
Mm-mm.
Hindi rin kasama po yan. Concrete or polystyrene. And any hazardous items like broken glass, batteries and medical waste, asbestos and liquids like oil, petrol and paints. Ayan po.
Hindi pwede yan.
Mm-hmm.
No, yan. Ayan. So of course naman, if we think about it, if Auckland wants to be zero waste,
By 2040,
ano ba talaga ang pinakamalaking wastage ng mga tao?
Food.
Ayan, Tita Verge. Ano bang maraming wastage dyan? I think you got the our list. I think you've got the other one.
I only have this.
Is that Joe? Joe got it probably. The top 10 foods New Zealanders throw away, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
What have you got there?
Mm. Yeah, I can give it to you and I can just post it.
Okay. Awesome. Ayan, Tita Verge. Ikaw nang mag-share. Ayan.
Ito po, top 10 foods New Zealanders throw away. And tayong apat dito sa studio, kasali tayo dyan, nagdatapon tayo. Ito po, bread.
Yes.
Leftovers.
Yes.
Oranges and mandarins.
Oh, dear.
Apples.
Mm-mm.
Bananas. Potatoes, poultry, rice, lettuce, beef. Ayan. And let us all be honest, ha? The average family throws away worth $644 of uneaten food per year. That's equivalent to 3 shopping trolleys worth of food that goes straight in the bin.
In the bin. And that's, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's we don't family. Realize it now.
No, we don't.
Mm. Kasi nawawala sa isip natin, especially yung mga spoiled. Mm. Nakita mo yung banana, meron ng itim-itim sa kulay yellow na balat. Mm. Akala mo sira na, no. In fact, mas marami pang calcium yun, mas marami pang...
Mas matamis yun.
Pwede pa siyang pa gawing sira. Bread.
Yes. Oo, balatan mo yun, pwedeng kainin, pwedeng i-banana shake o whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm, ayan. And each family is tossing out 86 kilos of uneaten food per year.
Wow.
O tayo lang, apat na pamilya tayo dito.
Wow.
It's like binning 62 size 14 chickens.
Oh my goodness.
Or 966 apples. Isipin mo yan. Mm. And ang equivalent niya, ang equivalent niyan in money terms is 1.17 billion for the whole of New Zealand. Na natatapon every year.
Every year.
Oo. Kaya meron pong 6 simple things that you can do to reduce your food waste.
Correct.
Eto. Firstly, plan your meals and buy what you need.
Correct.
Don't stack up in your freezer.
Minsan kasi Tita Virge, you go shopping, you go, oh, wow, I want to get that because I'm going to cook that tomorrow or the next day, right?
Mm-mm.
Then come the day that you want to cook it, you can't be bothered.
Yes, or I'm going out, or I am invited, or marami ng rason, nakalimutan na yung desire.
Then you go, I'll just make toast.
Yeah.
So tired from work. Mm-hmm. That's thoughts is there, but now.
So here are the 6 simple things that you can do to reduce your food waste. First, as I mentioned, is plan your meals and buy what you need. Second is shop with a list.
Yes.
Third is store your bread in the freezer.
Yes.
Fourth is don't peel your vegetables.
No.
Fifth is stew fruit or make smoothies.
Yes.
Ayan. And lastly, take your leftovers for lunch.
Yes.
Walang going out to McDonald's or McChicken to buy chicken or go to the supermarket or to the nearby store or sit for lunch. Wag na. Kainin nyo na lang yung sobra nyo the night before, nakatipid na kayo ng panibagong perang gagastahin, na-consume pa ninyo yung sobra ninyo last night. Diba?
Mm.
Ayan. Love food, hate waste, .co.nz.
Mm-hmm.
Instead po na magbasa kayo ng comics, basahin ninyo yan. Love food, hate waste, .co.nz.
Ayan.
Or, go to Auckland Council at meron po sila diyang Eco Matters or Love Food Hate Waste New Zealand.
Yes.
Marami kayong matututunan diyan.
Yes. And in addition to that, Tita Virge, of course, yung mga fruits nyo, ilagay nyo sa fridge. And make sure yung fridge nyo is below 5 degrees centigrade, ha? Kasi yun po ang temperature na it will keep your food fresh for longer sa fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the fridges has got its own thermometer anyway. So, nasa ano nyo yan? Nasa makikita nyo yan when you open your fridge doors. Ayan. So, sabi dito, huwag daw sa fruit bowl nyo ilalagay yung mga apples nyo. But I know what you're thinking. Lalagay namin sa fruit bowl yan para makita namin kainin.
Mm.
You just go past it every day anyways. Just put it in the fridge. Yes. Uh-oh. Put it in the fruit bowl, but put it in the fridge maybe. Uh-oh. Para nakikita nyo na rin every time you open your fridge.
At saka talaga, bawasan ang shopping.
Bawasan ang shopping. Oo,
kasi hindi nakakain lahat eh.
Totoo yan, Tita Verge. You know, having a list is actually very helpful. Kasi I am a very, yeah, I'm the culprit of not making a list and then I end up buying so much. Sabi ni Duncan, are you gonna use all of the things in the pantry because they're all falling out na? It's just so full.
One on top of the other.
One on top of the other. I've got two type of flour, you know, kind of flour jan and so many icing sugars and minsan na expire na ako, Tita Verge. So I'm really bad at it. So now, good to know, however, that my list na ako talaga and I'm trying to stick to my list na. Mm-hmm. And every time I run out of something, that's when I put it in the list. Hindi ako nagra-write ng list just because I want to. Mm-hmm. Pag nag-run out siya, okay, wala na, ayan, nilalagay ko. Kasi alam ko, yun lang kailangan ko. Kasi na-run out na. Mm-hmm. Ayan. So, yan po. Yun lang ang tip natin. So, and then, of course, sabi nga ni Tita Bash, na-freezer just about almost everything.
Yes, almost
all the food that you buy, na-freeze yan. Yun ngang bread, ako. Hindi na ako na, well, you know, every time I buy bread, frozen, dritso sa freezer yan.
Oo, dahil toaster ayan naman eh.
Oo. Kasi din, pag ako'y gumagawa ng sandwich sa kay hubby ko, every time na I wanna make a sandwich, gusto ko frozen bread. Mm. Kasi mas madali siyang i-work. Oh, kasi matigas. Oh. And then by the time ready na mag-lunch si Duncan, fresh yung bread, defrosted na, fresh lahat sa loob na. Kasi yung coolness ng frozen bread, it keeps the lettuce, the tomatoes, the ham, for example, yung mga fillings dito sa sandwich, keep them fresh. Pati. So, gustong-gusto ni Duncan yan. So, I don't make, hindi ko na tina-thaw yung bread if I make. Diretso na. Tapos I just put it on the side to thaw out. So, talagang napakasarap. And of course, I'm sure it's safe kasi it's cold anyway. Mm-mm. Bananas! Freeze your bananas! Of course! Freeze your cheese! Freeze your eggs! Kaya lang, ang eggs nyo dapat ihiwalay ang yellow at saka white before you freeze it.
Oh, yes. That's right.
You can't freeze it on a shell, right? Okay? It will blow up! Okay.
Oh, ganun pala yun. I haven't tried that at all.
Yes, so sabi dito, you can freeze eggs. Ay, ako rin, hindi ko alam yan. But now we know. And then you can freeze milk. Of course. You can. Mm. Yeah. And then freeze leftovers. Pati lettuce daw, na-freezer ba? Hindi. So don't freeze your lettuce kasi otherwise, pangit na yan. Pero leftovers talaga. Ang ginagawa ko rin, pag I make a big pot, I always freeze everything straight after dinner. I freeze everything else.
Yeah. Hindi pa na-touch yun. Kasi ako binubukod ko na. Uh-oh. If I cook more than two, alimbawa, apat kaming kakain or dalawa lang,
yes.
I see to it that yung sosobrahin sa hindi kakainin ngayon, yes, nakabukod na yun sa isang container na pinapalamig.
Correct.
So pag natapos na ang dinner or lunch, yung pinalamig, pwede mo nang ilagay sa freezer.
Correct. Yeah.
Na hindi touch ng spoon.
Uh-huh.
Kasi sometimes, kahit pa may serving spoon tayo, kung minsan nakakalimutan natin, nagmamadali tayo, gusto ko pa yun. Kung, oy, sarili mong spoon yung ginamit mo, may laway yun.
Yes. And then just remember, when you defrost your food, if you're freezing something, you have to eat it within the 24 hours period, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we are all about in terms of reducing waste. And we will give you another reminder for the next session, Tita Verge.
Yes, yes.
And ito po uli ang patalastas ni Tita Verge.
Ay patungo na sa zero waste by 2040. Maraming paraan upang makatulong na bawasan ang basura at mag-recycle ng tama. Siguraduhin lamang na ang inyong recycling ay malinis at walang bahid ng nabasurang pagkain. Alamin ang iba pang paraan sa makethemostofwaste.co.nz. Sama-sama, pangalagaan natin ang ating bayan patungo sa pagkawala ng basura.
Ayan. And then, ito po ang pangalawang handog namin sa inyo for Mother's Day. Iingatan ka by Carol Banawa. I'll just play it for you.
Yes, that's a very nice song. Ingatan ang ating mga mothers.
Ayan. Enjoy po at babalik kami sa mamaya lang po.
lang ang iyong pagmamahal.
This is Samut Sari, Philippine News. Over 2 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccines arrived in the Philippines. Another batch of over 2 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccines arrived in the country yesterday through the COVAX facility of the World Health Organization. A total of 2,030,400 vaccine doses were carried by Singapore Airlines flight SQ 910 from Amsterdam via Singapore, which landed at Ninoy Aquino International Airport past 1 p.m. Government vaccine czar Carlito Galvez Jr., who was there to welcome the shipment, said 525,000 of these doses will be distributed to different hospitals in the National Capital Region. Another 1.4 million doses will be distributed to highly urbanized areas in Zamboanga, Metro Davao, Central Luzon, and Southern Tagalog regions. To date, the country has received a total of 7,571,000 of anti-COVID vaccines, which include those procured by the government, as well as donations from the Chinese government and the COVAX facility. These include the 2,556,000 AstraZeneca doses, 5 million Sinovac jabs, and 15,000 Gamaleya shots. The United States has so far donated $2 billion to COVAX. Its embassy in Manila said the U.S. government is by far the largest contributor to the global initiative, funding one in five vaccinations provided by the facility to the Philippines. The U.S. Embassy also said an additional COVAX allocation of 4.5 million doses of AstraZeneca is expected in the coming weeks. The facility will also provide the country with 2.3 million doses of vaccines developed by Pfizer. And iyan po ang ating balita ngayong hapon na ito. Ayan. At tayo po ay dadako na sa ating greetings, Tita Verge.
Ayan. Meron po tayong Kultura Gala Night, Gifted to Give, a celebration of 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines dito po sa atin sa Auckland, New Zealand. It will be held at the Trust Stadium, 65 Central Park Drive, Henderson, May 28 po yan, 2021, Friday at 5:30 p.m. Ticket is only $65 per person with dinner and dance na po yan.
Yes.
Kung kailangan kayo ng ticket, and I'm sure mga ngailangan kayo.
Yes.
Dahil maganda po ito.
Tayo na.
Tayo na. $65 po yan. Tumawag po kayo kay Tita Verge at sigurado makukunan ko kayo ng ticket. Pero kayo po ang magbabayad.
Of course. Fair enough. Ayan. Yes, masayang gabi po yan. And I will be there as well. They've invited me to make sure that the night will just flow and full of dance and happiness. And yes, kasiyahan galore po yan. Ayan. Yes. And of course, Tita Verge, you want to greet your only...
Yes.
Daughter-in-law. Galing, ha?
Oo nga naman. My one and only daughter-in-law, Lulu Lauron Araneta. Kumusta ka na dyan? Alam ko, hindi ako nagkamali sa pagpili. Masayang-masaya ang aking anak na lalaki. My one and only.
Yes, uniko iho.
Uniko iho, Mr. Mom, yes, to his nieces and nephew.
Correct.
And siyempre pa, ina ng aking dalawang apo sa Brisbane.
Yes.
Si Samantha ko, my granddaughter with Lulu and Eric, is already 13 or nearing 13. And is very good in her academics, into her sports. She plays basketball and netball. She is into guitar and singing. And napakaganda dahil nga, even lahat yata ng extracurricular activities, pinapasok ng bata.
May pinagmanahan.
Palagay ko sa lola niya.
Yeah! Ganyan kasimple lang yan.
I'm very proud of you, my little darling. My little darling
in Brisbane. My one and only Sam Sam.
Yes.
Samantha Lauron Araneta.
Yes.
And of course, my one and only grandson as well from Eric and Lulu, Ethan Boy Araneta. He is only 7, but he knows how to ride his bike properly and well. And that is with the 2 dogs following him and his dad obviously behind.
Yes.
But he no longer doesn't need any support. He can do it by himself.
Mm.
But still, obviously, father has to be there. And also, he is very good into swimming.
Mm-hmm.
He is also into sports that young ones at his age are into. But I'm very proud of him in his academics as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oo, talagang mana din talaga sa lola. Lulu, pasensya na. Talagang inangkin ko lahat yan. Ayan. At syempre pa po, may iba pa akong mga grandchildren sa Sydney. I'll take this opportunity to greet them kasi my 2 daughters are both mothers as well. My youngest one, Petite Araneta, she is a very accomplished mother of 2 parehong girls. The oldest is already 19 years old, finished her law degree and into her master's degree now. Avites Araneta, I'm very proud of you, darling. I know you are very good in your academics as well, and you are into dancing and singing as well. You are teaching the young ones to dance, and even your little sister, you are the one bringing her to school. She is 11, and she is also very good in academics, very good in dancing, doing manang trini, ballroom dancing.
Oh, nice.
Like Lola again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Talagang talented.
And talented. And obviously, as well, my oldest daughter, Pinky Araneta, a mother of 2 girls and 1 boy. My 2 girls, the 26-year-old, and the 22-year-old, both of them are graduates and working full-time. But my oldest girl is really a good example for her younger sister as well and younger brother, plus her other cousins. Because at 26, she was already able to buy a condominium in Sydney. All right, she's still paying for it, but she's doing her very best.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. And then my 2 granddaughters from Petit, the older one I already mentioned, she is into law like her mother, and she is helping her mother as well in the office, because obviously I'd like to mention again, and my heartfelt blessings to Petite and to her 2 daughters, Avi and Nola, that they are doing very, very well, despite the fact that they just lost their beloved husband and father last November, Boyet Puyat.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Yes, then. And my little granddaughter there, Nola, she is really doing very well, even at her age now. She is also looking after herself in the morning. She prepares to school, etc. Mm. So, I am a very proud grandmother. Did I mention all of my 7 grandchildren already? Ganyan na po katanda si Tita Bird. 72 and still a mother of 3 and a grandmother of 7,
okay.
And still
yes.
Alive and kicking. Ayan,
How about you, Joe? You want to say something to Mommy?
Oh, happy Mother's Day to my mom. Actually, every time we celebrate Mother's Day, it's also their anniversary as
nice.
A couple.
Happy anniversary
Happy
po.
Anniversary to yes. my mom
Opo.
And dad.
Yes. Handaan na naman yan.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're grateful for all the things that you do to all of us, your
yes,
children.
For sure, ayan. And of course, sa akin naman po, I just want to say thank you to all the ladies and gentlemen who supported so far, supported the Zumba Chapa fundraising event for Oakland Rescue Helicopter. And we still have Chapa Zumba for the next three Saturdays, which is on the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. Again, the 15th is still in Takapuna mm-hmm. War Memorial. I know it's a little bit challenging to find parking, and especially to find a place, but that's okay. If you have any troubles or any problems, please give me a call so I can direct you or guide you over to find Takapuna War Memorial. And of course, the 22nd will be at Mount Eden War Memorial. And then the last one will be at Mangere Memorial Hall. So we're still going. May mga Chopper Zumba pa rin po tayo, just to help our Oakland Rescue to continue to save lives, what they do best in the community. And of course, congratulations to Oakland Rescue, who got voted the third most reputable charity organization in New Zealand.
Wow.
Yes. Mm. After St. John's, and there's another one next, and then the Oakland Rescue Helicopter.
Kaya po, bumili kayo ng mga products nila kasi meron silang mga hats, merchandise for sales. So, malaking tulong yan.
Malaking tulong. Every little bit helps. And of course, so sa mga classes po during the Zumba Chopper sessions natin, which is starts at 8:30 every Saturday. Morning po yan, hindi gabi ha. May mga merchandise din po doon na naka-display. So if you want to show your support more to the doctors and nurses and to all the pilots that actually saving lives, then please do so and purchase some of the merchandise, which is also good. And so happy birthday to Ate Minda tomorrow. Kahapon. Nung Sabado ba yun? Pijares, I think. Happy birthday po, Manangin. And happy Mother's Day to my mom in heaven. Ayun.
Ayan. At sa inyo pong lahat, kami po'y nagpapaalam na naman dahil malapit nang matapos ang isang oras na muli naming pakikipagniig sa inyo. Siyempre pa po, andito si Bent sa amin, katulong namin the whole program, but she chose to be in the background dahil mamaya igigrill niya kami. Where did we go wrong?
Nah, there's nothing like that. It's everything is all constructive.
All positive.
Constructive po yan, and which we are very, very grateful for sure. Ayan. So, malapit na kaming matapos. So, sa susunod po muli, we'll be right here, same time, same station, and of course, same place. Ayan. Magandang gabi po. Happy Mother's Day uli.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. Kita Kids next week.
Kita Kids. Ayan. Magandang gabi po. Sino ka man talaga, Pinoy, ikaw ay Pinoy. Ipakita sa mundo kung ano kaya mo. Ibang-ibang Pinoy, huwag kang matatakot. Ipek yung malaki mo. At maganda, wala namang perfecto, basta magpakatotoo. Oh, oh.
buhay kong laging nakikipag bagay. Ipakilala ang iyong sarili, ano ba sa'yo'y mangyayari, ang lagi mong ibig.